This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned Jew-run media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 26, 2016. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I'm going to run down through some of the news of the week, maybe some of the news that you haven't heard reported, because it is there are some strange things happening in the world today, let me tell you. And the website, thealternativemedia.com, you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And first, I want to start with a story that's right now headline on Drudge Report. And it is the title of the story. It's from theintercept.com. Washington Post disgracefully promotes a McCarthyite blacklist from a new, hidden, and very shadowy group. Now, the buzzword, as I said last Friday or last Saturday night, is fake news. They are trying to claim that websites like my own and many others, mine's not been named, of course, but I'm just saying news sites that criticize the federal government's policy in various ways, is the reason that Hillary Clinton lost the election. And they're coming at it in various ways now. And this is just the latest. Now, listen to this. The claims of a new shadowy organization that smears dozens of U.S. news sites that are critical of U.S. policy as being routine peddlers of Russian propaganda. Yeah, you know, remember, it's everything's the Russians. The article by reporter Craig Tamberg headlined Russian propaganda efforts helped spread fake news during the election, experts say. Cites a report by a new anonymous website calling itself Prop or Not, which claims that millions of Americans have been deceived this year in this massive Russian misinformation campaign. The group's list of Russian disinformation outlets includes WikiLeaks, Drudge Report, Truth Out, Black Agenda Report, Truth Dig, and Naked Capitalism, as well as libertarian venues such as antiwar.com and the Ron Paul Institute. This Post report was one of the most widely circulated political news articles on social media over the last 48 hours, with dozens, perhaps hundreds of U.S. journalists and pundits with large platforms hailing it as an earth-shattering expose. It was the most read piece on the entire Post website after it was published on Friday, that being the Washington Post, which is owned by the Jew Bezos, the same one that owns Amazon.com. Yet the article is rife with obviously reckless and unproven allegations and fundamentally shaped by shoddy, slothful journalistic tactics. Well, that's never stopped them before. It was not surprising to learn that, as BuzzFeed noted, a lot of reporters passed on the story because it was full of huge flaws, but the Post gleefully ran with it and then promoted it aggressively, led by its executive editor, Marty Baron. In other words, the individuals behind this newly created group are publicly branding journalists and news outlets as tools of Russian propaganda. Now, if you are someone that goes to Russia Today, RT.com, which I have in my RSS feed on thealternativemedia.com, it is they report a lot of news that otherwise you wouldn't get if you didn't go to RT.com. And the federal government of the United States has been opposed to this. They've had congressional hearings trying to rid themselves of RT.com. The group promoted by the Post thus embodies the toxic essence of Joseph McCarthy, but without the courage to attach their names to the blacklist, echoing the Wisconsin senator. The group refers to its lengthy collection of sites spouting Russia propaganda as the list. The credentials of this supposed group of experts are impossible to verify, as none is provided either by the Washington Post or the group itself. The Intercept contacted Propernot and asked numerous questions about its team, but received only this reply: "We're getting a lot of requests for comments, and we can't get back to you today." So this is the latest attempt. You know, they just create this whatever Propernot, and just like Facebook and Google and Twitter, they're all putting tools in place to try to stifle dissenting opinion. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know where Donald Trump will go with this. Hopefully he would not allow this to happen. But there is a concerted effort now underway to, because the mainstream media is just dying on the vine. It's been exposed as the habitual lying scum piece of trash that it is. And Donald Trump done a, he was instrumental in exposing to a lot of people, not RBN listeners, but to a lot of people, some of my own family, because I've been saying the mainstream media isn't nothing but a bunch of bald-faced liars for 8 years on locally here. That didn't mean nothing. But when Donald Trump said it, well, you know what? Then it had some validity. The Washington Post staked a major part of its news story on the unverified, untestable assertions of this laughable organization. One of the core functions of Propernot appears to be its compilation of a lengthy blacklist of news and political websites, which it smears as the peddlers of the Russian propaganda. It also included Zero Hedge, any websites that were virulently anti-Muslim, such as Bare Naked Islam. There's a whole long list of websites here. You will see more of this. This is going to be their buzzword. This is going to be their holy grail to come against websites. I think, personally, I've been predicting, they're going to try to license. This is the way they try to regulate, is through the license. I think they're going to try to license news websites, and then by not giving you a license, try to deny you the ability to go on the web and report news at some, in the future, some point in time. Maybe I am wrong, but you know, when you think about all of the fake news, when you think about the who really disseminates fake news, how about all the fake news that they have given us about ISIS? For well over a year now, all the fake news of who's funding ISIS and what's happening with ISIS. And, of course, now we know who is ISIS. We know who funds ISIS. We know why there isn't ISIS. We know why ISIS has not been defeated by Barack Obama, because it's his proxy army in the Middle East. How about the plight of the NSA spying and all the lies that the federal government told, and the cover-up of the mainstream media, and the fact that it actually took Edward Snowden to come out to shine the light of truth on that litany of lies that the mainstream media was too incapable of ever connecting the dots, because they don't want to, because they're the corporate-owned media, and they have an agenda. How about Bradley Manning, the plight of Bradley Manning, a truth teller who's sitting in prison right now? How about Fast and Furious and that litany of lies that the mainstream media was in cahoots with the federal government until it finally? How about Sandy Hook? How about the yellow cake uranium that was going to be the smoking gun in the form of a mushroom cloud, the weapons of mass destruction lie that the mainstream media could never uncover, but alternative forms of media was exposed. Do the job the mainstream media wouldn't do. How about the maybe the mother of them all, 9/11, being done by Osama bin Laden from a cave in Afghanistan, where he had an audio video studio and he could upload video to the internet at will, but the biggest military in the history of the world couldn't find him. How about that litany of fake news that they disseminated amongst the American people? How about all those polls showing Hillary Clinton 12 points ahead, and the New York Times running the headline 2 weeks before the election that the election was over? How about that for some fake news? Or how about all the unemployment numbers that they've given us for years? How about all the jobless numbers? How about all that fake news that's come from the mainstream media? The mainstream media in America has absolutely no credibility, zero. Anyone that gets their news, and that includes Fox News, anyone that gets their news and information from the mainstream media, you are listening to and digesting nothing but BS. And that's exactly how we've got here. And you know, this is nothing new. This is nothing new. In the 1980s, the New York Times had misreported and glossed over many international issues that put the United States and its allies in negative lights. For instance, the Times not only missed the Nicaraguan Contra cocaine scandal, but actively covered it up. But yet these big brains tell us that we need to get our news from the Washington Post and the New York Times. The Times lagged so badly on investigating the secret operations that became known as the Iran-Contra affair. The Times' gullibility in the face of the official denials was an obstacle for those of us that were digging into the constitutional crisis and the other abuses by the Reagan administration. There's a great article right now about a little bit more of the history of this fake news going back into the 80s. Right now on globalresearch.ca. So I don't think that this trying to pivot to blaming this massive election loss on the war hag, career criminal Hillary Clinton, on the alt-right, or on white nationalists, or on alternative media websites is going to play very well. That is the desperation that we're seeing by this massive group of habitual liars known as the mainstream media. And, you know, I'll say again, for me personally, the jury's still out on Donald Trump. He hasn't done anything yet. He's not president. And he may, you know, all kinds of things may happen before he's inaugurated. And I'll wait and see what he does when he gets in. But there's several things that has happened. The American people soundly rejected globalist establishment policies of the career criminal war hag Hillary Clinton and all of her handlers, supporters, and donors. The American people have rejected this open border demographic tsunami of destruction of the third world into America. The American people have rejected the litany of lies of the mainstream media. The mask is off, and they can try to put it back on. They can try to blame the alt-right. They can try to blame David Duke. They can try to blame all the different websites, like even Drudge Report. If you remember, Drudge Report is the one in the midst of all of these multi-million dollar networks, CNN, NBC, Comcast, Viacom, Washington Post, New York Times, in the middle of all of these gigantic multi-million dollar productions of fake news, Drudge Report's the one that broke the Monica Lewinsky story. Because they would have covered that up if they could have. It's been the alternative media that's broke these stories now. You know, Breitbart, even InfoWars, much as I hate to say it, but yeah, has broke some news over the years for sure. But this is the future. This is what, I guess, for lack of anything better to do, or not knowing what to do, since the emperor's been exposed to having no clothes, that they're going to try to attack. And you just wait and see. It will include networks and anyone and everyone that exposes the lies of the mainstream media. If you are getting your information from the mainstream media, or if you've got family that's getting information from the mainstream media, the best thing you can do, you can't just beat them over the head and rant like I just did for the last 14 minutes. You've got to point out, like Art was saying in the first hour, you got to point out, you know, the hypocrisy, which is just, you know, abundant in these news stories and in the sitcoms and actually, you know, the propaganda that's in the the media itself, not just the news, but in the sitcoms and the movies, the anti-white constant rhetoric that's in everything now. You have to expose it for there to be any form of awakening. But here's the thing. You know, after Donald Trump, after the masses have turned out, they've went to the Trump rallies, they know the news is nothing but a liar. I think there's a lot of people out there that are searching for new sources of information. That's why Daily Stormer has skyrocketed to the top. It's like last week when I was discussing First Hour of Patrick Slattery. There's a whole slew. The Pandora's box has exploded with new podcasts and broadcasts and websites that are dedicated to exposing the truth. The NewObserverOnline.com is one of my favorites. It's in the RSS feed. And I'm going to do a story from it right now. Now, the title of this story, Another German City Tipping Majority Muslim. Think about that for a second. What better way to destroy your enemy without firing a shot than just to have them overrun with third worlders or Muslims or people that will not assimilate? Immigration without assimilation is invasion, and that's exactly what we're seeing happen all across Europe. The western German city of Bad Godesberg, located on the Rhine River, is now so overrun with Muslims that local schools are trying to implement anti-radicalization policies to stop their students from supporting ISIS-aligned ideologies. The efforts are, of course, hopeless, as proven by their total failure elsewhere in Europe, but race-denying liberals refuse to face this reality. Now, think about that for a second. Isn't that, one, it's so sad, and the fact that, well, the plight of the German people since World War II, there's never been a people that has been subjected to more propaganda and to genocide than the German people. And guess what? These very same sellout traitors, scum and trash, this is what their goal is and was for the good old U.S. of A. Now, the vote for Donald Trump was a stark rejection to this mass invasion. Now, whether he will, you know, do anything about it remains to be seen, but that's what the vote was. It's a mandate, actually. People are sick of this. They're sick of going to stores and it looks like they're in Mexico City. They're sick of turning on the news and all the crime is committed by Mexicans and blacks. Just sick of it. People are becoming more racially aware. Politics does have a racial identity to it. I mean, it just does. I mean, if it don't, then why did like 98% of the blacks vote for Obama? It wasn't because they thought he was going to implement such great policies. It's because they're black. Coming up on a break. Back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, and as in most weeks, I'm discussing briefly here the demographic tsunami brought about in the European countries, all by design to ethnically genocide the white race. And it was the same plan, which, of course, they're still implementing as we speak right now here in the United States. And that's why the people went out in droves to support Donald Trump. You know, it brings to mind, my wife actually brought this up earlier today, and I thought I would share it. When you're thinking about the by-design demographic changes being brought to the first world, it makes me think about the vision of Albert Pike. Now, I know some claim that this was all a hoax or whatever, just like the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion. If it was, well, it's very interesting because World War I, World War II happened pretty much exactly like the vision supposedly that Albert Pike had of three world wars that he supposedly wrote in a letter to Mazzini dated August 15th, 1871. If you look at the Third World War, it says it must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of their complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Brought finally out into public view, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement that will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, you know, if you look at all, I'm not going to read all three, but if you look at that and then you look at how this is all being orchestrated and the divisions that's being brought about, not only in America, but the world. I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting to take pause and just give a moment's thought. If you've never looked at Albert Pike's work, Morals and Dogma, if you can find a copy of it, it's interesting to look into this. And this was he was a general in the Confederate Army, and some give credit to him for starting or being a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and also headed up World Masonry. So anyway, I thought I would throw that in just for possibly a little food for thought. Moving on, the first month of this fiscal year, October, saw 6,051 unaccompanied minors, or an average of about 195 per day, released to sponsors living in the United States, according to figures released this week by the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Most sponsors are family members in the country illegally. Not interesting. Nearly every state in the union received unaccompanied minors last month. The only states that did not were Vermont, Montana, Idaho, and Alaska. This is coming in from the dailycaller.com. The top five states were California with 824, Texas with 781, Florida with 574, New York with 572, and Maryland with 471. Other states with relatively high unaccompanied minor totals last month include Virginia, 428, New Jersey, 363, Georgia, 184, Louisiana, 148, Massachusetts, 158, the bootlicker state of the New World Order, North Carolina, 166, Tennessee, 152, and Alabama, 92. You can see here there is a concerted effort to continue this destruction of America. You know, I'm going to get into it a little bit deeper here shortly, but Richard Spencer, the National Policy Institute, spoke, I think it was Saturday of last week. Don't hold me to that. I'm not exactly sure. I probably got it in my notes here, but whatever. In Washington, D.C. And it's just amazing. They just were trying to have a dinner and speak. And all of these proponents of tolerance showed up to beat them up and throw urine on them. And, I mean, these proponents of equality, you know, how violent can they be? All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find gain some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Am I back? All right, we're back on The Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I've been running down a story from the Daily Caller, and the title of the story is 195 per day, Feds release 6,051 illegal immigrant children into the U.S. in a single month. In recent years, the southern border has been has seen a surge of unaccompanied minors. Remember the death train and family units from Central America illegally entering the U.S. The pace of illegal migration has increased further in recent months. Many speculate that Donald Trump's election and fears of a border wall has added to the already substantial northward migration. Once apprehended by the Border Patrol, many border crossers are then released. Why would you? I mean, what's the use of even doing it if they're just immediately released? October continues a trend of high numbers of unaccompanied minors released into the country. In fiscal year 2014, the Obama administration placed 53,515 unaccompanied minors with sponsors in the U.S. In 2015, that number was 27,840. And last year, the administration dispatched another 52,147 minors throughout the United States. So, I mean, just right there, if you just add up the numbers roughly, you're talking about 127,000, 130,000 minors. And the craziest thing about that is a lot of them were released to people that's already illegal. I mean, we got a story. I can't remember if I put it on the website, thealternativemedia.com. I'm going to go there right quick and check and see. Sheriff's Department refusal to hire non-citizens results in a fine by the U.S. government. Now, this is the RT.com story. It's posted on my website. Is the audio okay? Is everything good? Okay, I can just barely hear you, so I just wanted to make sure. Okay, the Department of Justice issued a fine to the Denver Sheriff's Department. Now, listen to this. After a federal investigation found it incorrectly listed being a U.S. citizen as a job requirement during a hiring spree. So the federal government is fining Sheriff's Department for expecting you to be a citizen of the country to be a police officer in America. From January to March of 2015, the police department, which is the largest sheriff's department in Colorado, went on a recruitment drive, hiring more than 200 deputies. But only U.S. citizens were able to apply, which the DOJ ruled was unlawful. Did you know that your sheriff's department is required to hire undocumented or people that are not a U.S. citizen if they apply? They can't discriminate against you not being a U.S. citizen? How about that for insane? Along with the $10,000 fine, the department will have to re-examine job applications in the last 2 years and identify immigrants who applied for the roles were excluded because of their status. I mean, it's getting crazier. In a statement, the Justice Department said the police department discriminated based on citizenship status and violated the Immigration and Nationality Act. So you can see that the direction that everything is taking here, just like I've said week after week for year after year, is race-based. Everybody's a racist if you're white. I've got a story here I want to share with you. NationalVanguard.org. If you've not checked out that website and you're looking for news and information, they're doing a great job. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had Kevin Alfred Strom on. They're doing a great job over at the National Vanguard. And it's updated daily, and there's a weekly podcast. And I think most people that listen to this broadcast would enjoy it. Donald Trump, I'm reading from it, Donald Trump has now named former Bill Clinton CIA director and extremist neoconservative James Woolsey as his senior advisor on national security issues. Now, for those of us that are keeping an eye on Donald Trump, this is going to give those of you that are really super Donald Trump fans pause. The oddest aspect of this, perhaps, is that Woolsey, who departed the CIA back in 1995, he continued on with a career as one of Washington's most outspoken promoters of U.S. wars for Israel and the Middle East. With all Trump said regarding his opposition to war, it seems strange that he would opt for Woolsey. While Trump referred to the Iraq war as a disaster, Woolsey, who is a key member of the neoconservative Project for a New American Century, yeah, that's right, PNAC, pushed for the invasion of Iraq in 2003 and advocated waging war throughout the Middle East. Woolsey signed a letter in 1998 that called for Clinton to depose Saddam Hussein and also blamed the 9/11 attacks on Iraq. Woolsey chairs the Leadership Council of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a Israel subservient NGO, non-government organization. Woolsey recently went on CNN to announce that his main reason for supporting Trump came from the president's elect desire to expand U.S. military spending. In common with many Trump supporters on the alt-right, I've had a long, horrible doubt that just maybe he was a huckster using his marketing genius to tap the zeitgeist, leveraging it to close the ultimate sell. Now, this is, according to Bradford Hansen, he is the author of this. Did he really plan to get on with Russia, defund NATO, pull American troops out of the Middle East, stop fighting all these wars, and instead focus attention and resources on domestic issues? If that represented his true beliefs, then he literally could not have made a worse choice for national security advisor. Former CIA Director James Woolsey recognized early in his career the boundless opportunities open to a energetic, shamelessly throwing in his lot with the Jewish power structure. He became rich and powerful despite being mired in corruption and conflict of interest at every stage. He repaid his benefactors in full, enthusiastically supporting the slaughter and destruction in Iraq, Libya, Lebanon, and Syria. On cue, he's now agitating for war with Iran and for taking a tough stance with Russia. He endlessly proclaims Israel to be America's greatest friend and ally. His pandering on occasion has even embarrassed many American Jews, such as when he claimed that spy Jonathan Pollard was in jail only because of his Jewishness. He's the neocon's neocon, and Trump's stated position is not compatible with his. Someone will have to concede, I am not optimistic. And that's the end of the article. I thought that was pretty interesting and something that we may want to keep an eye on for sure as this thing unfolds. You know, I know a lot of us have optimism because we have been so demoralized under the Barack Obama regime and even the George W. Bush regime. We've had so many people in power that were openly, adamantly opposed to the white race, that promoted the third world invasion, that has promoted the destruction of the family, and they've practically succeeded, has promoted every form of degeneracy, which is what our mainstream media, especially through the movies and the music, have so successfully done. I mean, this, it is really amazing. I heard a phone call earlier this week on Stormfront, and it kind of turned the whole broadcast. Frank from North Carolina was the caller, and he was discussing the fact about how much different the commercials that we see now on TV are than they were, you know, growing up. And I mean, I'm summarizing. And look at the effect that this is having. Society, unfortunately, is a reflection of what they see on TV, in my opinion. It's not the other way around. The more they promote degeneracy and homosexuality and glorify it and make it seem normal in the media, where, you know, constantly you see that now, you have more of that in society. The more race mixing that they promote constantly, which is in every commercial now. And I think that all races would probably be best off if they didn't practice that. It's not just, you know, it's not just a white thing. That's just how I feel. I think your race is your extended family. And it's working itself into many of the various divisions that we see in our society that are only broadening. But the filthiness of, and it's not late night, it's any time, it's all the channels that you see. It is a, it has had a very, 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 there's no argument about it. It's had a very derogatory effect on our future generations. And it's kind of amazing that you don't, at least in this area, you don't see the churches come out and adamantly oppose the media, the movies, the music, like maybe you would suspect that they would or could or should. We are a society in rapid decline, especially morally, spiritually, and for several decades economically. And everyone's wanting to see this ship turned around, and we are hoping that Donald Trump may well be the man to do it. But appointments like that right there, and considering, which I think it's thrown out the window now, having Mitt Romney as Secretary of State, that's terrible. And the Haley from South Carolina, the governor from South Carolina, to be the UN ambassador, I wouldn't appoint her for any position whatsoever. And she was openly opposed to Donald Trump. So I don't know. We will just have to wait and see. The next one is there's been a lot of commentary amongst the alt-right media about Mike Pompeo appointment as CIA director. Now, very few have InfoWars has made no mention of it. Mainstream media is off on their usual distractions and misdirections. Pompeo, who is from Kansas, typifies the evangelical Zionist movement, and Trump's appointment for him personifies his brand of kosher nationalism. It is not just the left that has useful idiots. The right has them as well. If conservative evangelicals are reading this article, which is another article from National Vanguard, you may want to consider that Jewish sentiment toward you is not positive. Pew Research reveals that 69% of white evangelicals have a favorable view of Jews. Amongst Jews, only 34% have a favorable view of evangelical Christians. Pompeo is anti-Muslim, believes or pretends to believe in Muslim demonizing staged deceptions are real. He's a leading proponent of anti-Iran politicians in Congress. He supports restoring the National Security Agency's bulk collection of metadata. He favors enhanced torture interrogation. He's a Gitmo promoter. This appointment is a complete fail, an F, and a very bad sign, given the fact that the evangelical voting bloc came through for Trump. It's obvious that their useful idiots will be brought to the new kosher nationalism being set up in the U.S. This would be an unmitigated disaster and be little more than a Sheldon Adelson-style neoconism version 2.0. So I just wanted to throw that in as well, because that is that's another appointment that, I don't know, we shall wait and see. But, you know, we've got to question these. We've got to talk about what direction he's really taking us in here. Something else that I wanted to get to, and we may open the phone lines here soon if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Ursula Haverback. I've done this story before. You're not going to believe this. Ursula Haverback, once again, sentenced to jail in Germany. Unbelievable. The German state news service is reporting that the 87-year-old Nazi grandma was sentenced to 8 months in jail for a letter she sent to the mayor, Rainer Heller, complaining about the trial of Reinhold Hanning in that city. Now, this is different from the 10-month sentence that she received. So she's received 8 months in jail for sending a letter to the mayor. As you will recall, Hanning is the 94-year-old former Auschwitz guard who was sentenced to 5 years in prison in June for simply being there. There was no requirement for specific charges of criminal behavior and no witnesses. His trial in the city of Detmold aroused worldwide publicity over a 4 to 5 month period earlier in the year. In her letter, Haverback said that the witness at the trial were set up to prove the existence of the concentration camp, according to the DW article. She also said it was clearly recognizable that Auschwitz was nothing more than a labor camp, not an extermination camp. This is considered serious Holocaust denial under German law based on the constitution that was given to the German people, but never voted on by the Allied Control Council after the war. She's expected to appeal the sentence. Are we at break?
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Rick in Florida. Rick, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, how you doing, Farron? You know, it's been almost impossible to get in touch with you for the last two or three years.
Hold on, Rick. Hold on one second. I can barely hear Rick, Mr. Engineer.
Okay, do you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, much better. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Shelf, it's been almost impossible to call you into your show for several years. I have not been allowed to call into you. You have absolutely canceled me out from any of your show whatsoever. You have told your call screeners to not allow me on. And at one time, you also told me to call the David Duke show as if, you know, maybe I should call some other show instead of yours. And now you are hand in hand with the David Duke show, and you don't take calls from people like me. You know, somebody has to ask, what the hell is going on, pal? You know,
well, I'll be happy to answer that for you. I never, ever, ever sent you hateful, threatening emails. You sent them to me. So when you start that BS, I just don't take your phone calls.
So you're going to hang up on me now? Are you going to hang up on me now and just end it right there?
Say what it is you want to say. I'm giving you the platform here. Go for it.
So you're going to just claim that I sent you threatening emails? And that is your answer for not taking my calls.
Well, I'm taking your calls now. What, are you just going to spend the time bitching that I didn't take your phone calls before?
Well, let me ask you, are you even a white male? I mean, how do we even know that you're a white male, sir? Because we don't know you're a white male. How do we know?
Well, that was... There's so many different YouTube videos with me in it. I mean, that would be child's play to figure that out.
Well, actually,
how do we know, what do we know
videos,
about you? We know you're Rick in Florida.
Well, wait a minute.
Give us your full name if you're not scared to do it.
Actually, I saw those videos, and I saw you had very long hair, and you seemed to be hiding yourself. That was my original opinion, you know. Maybe I'm totally out of my gourd about thinking. But you know what? When I found out that I couldn't call your show, and then all of a sudden David Duke was calling your show, another person that I could never call, I just kind of put two and two together, and I figured something's freaking wrong here, you know? And now that I kind of escaped and I got into your show because I've been onto your screener for the last 2 hours trying to convince him to get onto your show, I finally got on, and now you're stuck with me, pal. And you know what? I don't think you're on the level.
I can drop your call anytime. I mean, I don't get your point. I guess that's the problem. I mean, people call in usually to make a point.
My point is, I don't think you're on the level, man. I don't think you're of truth.
I don't think you're on the level.
I don't
think you're on the level.
You're not standing for me. You're not standing for truth. You're standing for a bunch of bullshit. That's what you stand for.
Well, why don't you, Rick, why don't you get your own show on a network and you show us the way?
You know what? Because you know what? Because
you're dumb asses. Use your name and get out there and do it, big boy.
Because your pal, John. Hey, why don't you fucking...
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best really? Thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Call now, 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.